Ladies and gentlemen, my name is
Scott.
Hey, yo.
Is that his younger brother? It's gotta be
Jeff.
The cream will rise to the top, oh yeah.
And you're listening to
all of the great action figures from our good friends at Hasbro.
The Fully Posable.
Have your own WrestleMania with all your favorite figures.
Wrestling figure.
He sold separately from LJN.
Podcast.
And we are the Mount Rushmore of professional wrestling.
Hey, welcome to episode 423 of the Fully Posable Wrestling Figure Podcast, longest running episodic wrestling figure podcast going today. My name is Jeff, and sitting alongside next to me is my real life brother, not storyline brother, Scott. Scott, say hello.
Hello.
Scott, what's going on, dude?
Well, if I sound off today, it's not because I'm sick. I am just wiped out from Madonna. not her personally.
Oh.
From attending her show, Jeff.
Oh, I
see. Ooh, my Vanilla Ice. Come on now.
Did you have a good time?
Yes, it was a great show. Eddie and Carissa were supposed to go with us. They backed out because Madonna's been taking the stage late. Ticket says 8:30, and she has routinely been going on anywhere from like 45 minutes to 2 hours late.
Oh.
In some cases, like really bad, like 2 hours late. But tickets at 8:30, she was on at 10, show went until 12:30, and there were really no breaks in there for her, so she put on a hell of a show, man. It was a good time. We really enjoyed it. But, I mean, me at 50 now, doing these late night on a weekday and trying to function the next day, dude, it's a little taxing. So if I sound just off, it's just exhaustion and being 50, that's all it is. But yeah, Madonna was fantastic. It was quite a show.
And you got a couple birthday gifts this past week.
I did, yeah. So I want to send out a huge thank you to Brian from the Legendary Podcast. He sent over a custom Ricky Steamboat from WrestleMania 3 LJN. And the paint job on it is just, it's next level, dude. It's amazing. It's everything that I wish I could have done on that Hogan and Macho OSFTM years ago to show even a little bit of talent. Brian just does amazing work, and I can't thank him enough, dude. That was just amazing. Thank you, Brian, so much.
And also, Brian actually released a show specifically for you on your birthday. It was mainly Andre the Giant.
Oh, that's awesome.
Andre joined Brian and wanted to wish you a happy birthday.
Thank you for the heads up on that. I'm gonna have to check that out. I appreciate that.
Andre actually did a couple of songs for you.
Songs.
Motley Crue was in there.
Nice. Nice.
I can't remember the other one. I'm drawing a blank on the other one. I was dying. But the Motley Crue one, Home Sweet Home.
Oh, it was Home Sweet Home. Yeah, that's the best song of the 80s in terms of hair metal.
Andre sang karaoke to it. So
I love it.
You really need to hear this, dude. We were supposed to listen to it headed out to Stockton Con, but what happens when you and I go to Stockton Con is we hop in the car and we don't shut up.
It's the motor mouths kick in and just it's nonstop bouncing ideas off of each other and
energy drinks flowing.
Yeah, exactly. We got the Zoas and yeah, it's a whole thing.
Yeah. So anyways, I've been meaning to send that over to you to let you know, hey, you need to listen to this because it's goddamn funny, dude.
For sure. I'll be checking that out tomorrow at work for sure. Thank you again, Brian, for the show and especially for that WrestleMania 3 Steamboat. It is amazing.
And?
Yeah. So I've always talked about Sideshow and how they are kind of like my grail collectible just because of their price point. So for my 50th, Shannon got me not the Sideshow Crow figure. She got me the Sideshow Crow statue, which is basically, they call it a premium format figure, but it's essentially like those old Warner Brother maquettes.
Yeah.
But like times 1,000. Like it is just next level sculpting and it is just, it's a thing of beauty. Thing's almost 2 feet tall, dude. It's insane. And just the weight of it alone, you're like, holy crap, this thing. Oh my goodness. The box art, the statue itself, just everything about it is just beautiful. Everything I would want for my first Sideshow. And just, I can't thank Shannon enough. It was just, now I've dipped my toes into the Sideshow well, and there may be more. I may just buy that Crow figure.
So that would be so literal if Sideshow Collectibles did a Sideshow Bob statue. That'd be so literal. Anyways,
like a forklift carrying a pallet of forks.
So you had talked about the Sideshow Crow figure.
Yeah.
And Shannon messaged me. She goes, what do you think Scott wants? And that was the first thing that came to my mind was the statue. I didn't know that there was a Sideshow figure.
So the figure on a scale of 1 to 10 is a 10. The statue on a scale of 1 to 10 is a 37.
In a row?
In a row. Yes, in a row.
But hearing the excitement from your voice, like, I shouldn't say hearing it, but through text messages and through the Facebook messages and everything, I was like,
yeah,
okay, I think I dodged a bullet and I think he's happy with the statue.
Oh, dude, yeah, I couldn't be happier. So the challenge now is, where do I put it? Because again, the thing's 2 feet tall and it's big. So I've got to find a spot to dedicate that's on top of the DTOS is not going to work.
No.
So it's probably going to be, I'm going to have to put some shelves up in the room, I think. And Crow will go up there.
Okay. Got it.
Yeah. Or we'll put a curio or something downstairs. Cause Shannon's got a bunch of collectibles too. So maybe we should get like a shared curio and Crow will go in there. But dude, it is a Sideshow. I'm just going to say they're worth every penny. They're expensive. They're pricey, but they're worth every penny.
It was such a big birthday gift that at midnight, Norm is texting GBM and I, holy crap, Scott's birthday gift. Oh my God. I wake up to like 5 text messages. I think one of them was from GBM. The rest were from Norm. Like, oh my God, Scott got Sideshow Collective. Like, Norm lost his shit for you, dude.
That's awesome. That's all. Yeah, it's incredible, dude. And the Crow, I guess to kind of fill people in a little bit, like, why the Crow? Crow's my favorite movie of all time. So I'll never forget seeing it in the theater, the midnight release, technically the day before it came out. Got to see it at Festival Cinemas in Hayward, which is no longer in existence, unfortunately. But saw it at Festival Cinemas with some good friends of mine, John and Randy. And just remember sitting in the theater in awe at how good it was. And of course, there was the whole thing about Brandon Lee's death. And I think that that put a lot of people in the theater just because it generated a lot of buzz about the movie. But I was interested even before he had passed. I was kind of following it and then found out he passed and was just crushed. And I was going to see the movie regardless, but just sitting there, I'll never forget watching it just in awe of just, I don't know if spectacle is the right word, but just how good the movie was and was just blown away by Brandon Lee's performance. And man, it makes you wonder what could have been for him as an actor, what the future held. And it stood the test of time for me, made in 1994. And here we are all these years later, 30 years later, and it's still my favorite movie of all time. And yeah, I see it's getting remade, and that's just the way Hollywood does it now. There's no more original ideas. Everything's a reboot, a remake. We'll see what happens. I don't really care either way. I'll probably see it, but it's going to be impossible to hold it up to the standard that is the 94 Crow. So yeah, quite a birthday. Quite a birthday. Madonna, Ricky LJN, Crow statue, Destro Mezco,
Andre doing karaoke of
Andre singing Home Sweet Home, which is the best of the 80s hair metal songs. Don't at me. I don't care.
Man, hell of a 50th birthday.
I'm telling you, dude. So yes, if I sound a little off, it's just Scott's tired.
Hey, for the first time in a long time, Scott isn't sick.
Yeah, Scott's not sick. Yeah, it's, you know, the normal stuff. But yeah, I mean, the aches and pains of being 50, but no sick, just Scott's tired.
On this show, we've got Michael Canick from the Major Pod. He's going to be coming on to join us. Also, his little segment will be on YouTube. You guys will be able to log on to our YouTube channel, and you'll be able to see the pictures that Scott is going to be posting regarding Michael Canick and what he's talking about and stuff like that. So that'll be on YouTube.
Yeah, there's going to be some reveals, some special announcements. So definitely stay tuned for Canick. He always has the good news, and we'll probably have some drinks in hand.
Oh, really?
Of course. I promised him last time he came on. I was like, because you had even said, you're like, dude, every time you're on, you've got a drink in your hand. And I'm like, damn it, I'm feeling left out. And I swore the next time Canick came on, I was getting a beer. So, yep, we'll be drinking with Canick. Well, I'll be drinking with Canick tonight.
I'm drinking cred.
That's prime, Jeff, not cred.
Well, South Park calls it cred, but I got cred, bitches. Anyways.
Oh, and shout out to the Warriors Arena, too. The Chase Center.
Oh, it's beautiful, isn't it?
Beautiful facility. Yeah, the stairs and the seating is a little steep.
Steep. Yep.
Yeah, it's pretty like a sheer cliff, and yeah, it's a little daunting. Doesn't make for the most comfortable seating arrangement, but overall presentation wise, Great place to see a concert. I was very, very, I had seen Metallica there a couple years ago, was impressed then, and went to see Madonna, and just what they can do with the stages in there. Just what a facility. It's beautiful.
Took mom there for a Warriors game last year. And when we walked up to our seats, we were on the second deck, I think it is, or that kind of like, yeah, around second deck, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. We were on the top level.
Top level.
Yeah. Cheap seats at $200 a pop.
So you're right. Yes. It's very steep. So I walked in being the first time at the Chase Center. And I'm like, oh, this is a little steep. And I go to start walking because I'm looking for our seats. And I hear, ma'am, are you okay? And I turn around and mom has a death grip on the railing.
Yeah. Mom was frozen.
She froze because she does get like that.
Yeah. So if you have a fear of heights, that's definitely fair warning that it's pretty steep.
I went back, I grabbed mom. I was like, okay, let's, you know, hold on to me as we walk down the steps. I'll be in front of you. So she walked behind me, holding on to me.
Yeah.
We got to our seats. She did not move the whole entire game. We actually got to the game about an hour before. She did not move the entire game, not through halftime, not through anything.
She wasn't getting up from that seat.
She did not move, dude. Yeah. Not even once.
Yeah. Yeah. We were kind of moving in front of people to get to our seats. And it was the same kind of thing. Once we got to the seats, we didn't move because it's not super convenient getting in front of people.
Correct.
You feel like you're going to trip because I kept kind of hitting my shoe as I was trying to shimmy past. If you're afraid of heights, it's a little daunting. But overall, the Warriors facility, it's beautiful. I really, really like that spot. And it's right next to Oracle, which is one of the most beautiful baseball ballparks I've ever been to.
Also, April 5th, 4 p.m., Fig Life Meetup. 3 City Tap House, located in 2 Logan Square, 100 North 18th Street in Philadelphia. Come one, come all. We are going to be having prizes and giveaways and all that stuff. I do have to say that we have been getting a lot of questions regarding Sean Ng's giveaway. So you guys do have to be there in the City Tap House to be eligible to win this prize. So
yes,
there is no... Can I write my name in or
no,
you have to be there. I'm
get
sorry.
Out of here. No, you got to come hang out, man.
So yes, all prizes will be given away to people that are present at City Tap House, April 5th, 4 p.m. Thank you to everybody that has already reached out. We've already got quite a few people coming. If you guys are coming to the Fig Life Meetup 3, again, hit us up. If you got my phone number, you can text me, Google or Gmail. You can Gmail us. You can hit us on Twitter.
Message pigeon?
Yeah. You know what? I want a message pigeon. At least one.
An airplane with a big sign on the back. However, you need to let us know that you're going to be there. But if we need to up the count from 25 people, which, I mean, after Sean's announcement, I saw a lot of buzz. So I'm guessing we're going to have to. But yeah, just give us a heads up because we're going to have to let the facility know, hey, we need more spots.
Yes.
Which I'm sure they'll love that. That'll be great for them. But just give us a heads up. Let us know you're coming.
April 5th, 4 p.m. There'll be giveaways from the major pod, Michael Canick. He will be bringing a prize to give away. Steve Fontas is going to be giving a prize away. Sean Ng's gift, as we had mentioned. Ryan Buds is donating. So we've got plenty of prizes and plenty of gifts. And Chad Ecto Young is going to have something for us too. So
nice. Anyway. Yeah. And we've got some feelers out to some other vendors as well for some good stuff for you guys. So it'll be a lot of fun. We're really looking forward to it.
You guys know where to get our shirts, all that stuff. Scott, have you gotten anything?
I pre-ordered the Batman first appearances today.
Mm-hmm.
I happened to wake up in time and then started scrolling Facebook in my stupor. And was like, oh yeah, crap. That Batman figure was today. BBTS. Unfortunately, had already sold out, as they tend to do. So I had to get it from Entertainment Earth. Luckily, they had released three Batman. One was Azrael. They did a Nightfall. I think Nightfall Batman. The other one was the first appearances. They had already sold out of the Nightfall Batman. Luckily, still had the first appearances, so I was able to get my hands on that.
Nice.
That was it. That's all I got.
So was it like limited numbers or?
No, it's just people go crazy for the McFarlane Batman stuff. And in my experiences, they're hard to find at retail. Just again, my experiences, I haven't had a lot of luck.
Yeah.
So I just pre-order all of them as best I can. And got in the order for the one I wanted. So lucked out.
Okay, cool, dude. I did not purchase anything this past week. Nothing to report over here.
Nothing even at Stockton Con.
No, there were some things I kind of wanted, but I don't know. I'm kind of in money saving mode for Philadelphia, if you know what I mean.
Same. Yeah. Same.
There were some things I was like, oh, that's cool. I would like to get that. But, you know, it's kind of one of those I need to hold off because I got Philadelphia coming up. So,
yeah, I picked up that Ghost Funko Pop for Shannon. If you have Ghost set. And I bought my Greg Valentine figure, the Legends figure, something. And that was it. That's all I got at Stockton-Con.
Also, one other thing regarding the meetup, I do want to thank Nate. He's putting some questions together for the prizes and giveaways. So I do want to thank Nate specifically for putting these together. This will be part of the prize and giveaway and everything like that. So
I thought we were dressing people up in sumo costumes and last one in the ring wins.
Rochambeau's.
Rochambeau. Yeah, there you go. A lot of people walking around Philly funny.
Dude, so I was thinking about this. With the Royal Rumble kind of in the rearview mirror, I wanted to go back a little bit. So the very first Royal Rumble was 1988.
Yes.
The very first winner of the Royal Rumble was Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Well, the first televised big deal Rumble. They may have had like other stuff that was like kind of like it before that. But yeah, you're right. The first official 88 Hacksaw Duggan won.
The first televised. You're right. So I was thinking about it. If they would have kept the rule of the winner of the Rumble faces the champion at Mania.
Yeah.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan was supposed to face, but there was a tournament.
But that was a tournament. Yeah. And he was in the tournament. So technically he got his title shot.
In a roundabout way. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. They put him in the tournament.
So second winner was Big John Studd.
Yes.
So Big John Studd should have faced Randy Savage at WrestleMania 5.
Yeah, or we would have had our first triple threat main event.
Exactly.
Hogan, Stud, Savage.
Yep.
Boy, that would have put butts in the seats.
So WrestleMania 6, Hogan faced Warrior, but Hogan was the winner at the Royal Rumble in 1990.
Yeah, so Hogan got the challenge for a secondary title.
Correct. 1991, Hogan went back-to-back.
Yep.
Faced Sergeant Slaughter. So technically,
he got in.
Mm-hmm. So technically, Hogan is the first person to win the Rumble and face the champion.
Technically, yes. That would be correct. But Hogan faced the champion at 6, even though he was champion. Hacksaw was put into the tournament to wrestle for the title.
That's such a roundabout way because like the winner of the Rumble should face a champion.
I think Big John Studd got the worst of the deal. He just got to be a ref.
He was a ref at WrestleMania 5.
Hey, okay, great job winning the Rumble. Here's your referee shirt. That's awesome.
But 92 was Flair, and then 93 is when they first kicked off the rule of the Royal Rumble winner gets to face the champion.
It's always cool when you've got something riding on the Rumble. It definitely adds that extra flavor to it. It was always exciting to me anyway, even if it didn't have anything riding on it. But the fact that they kind of put that cherry on top with the title match, or in some cases you win the title if you win the Rumble, those are just so badass, dude. You were just so invested from entrant one all the way to 30.
Maybe Big John Studd chose to be a referee. I don't want to face a champion. I just want to referee a match.
I just want a payday, guys. Just get me on there somehow.
No, I was thinking about that, dude, because I was like, wait, there was like 4 or 5 Rumbles prior to Yokozuna.
Yeah.
So, you know, Flair won the Rumble and won the title, so that doesn't count.
Yeah, but there was some history before the actual, okay, the winner gets the title shot. There was some precedent already for guys being put into the title mix, even if it wasn't necessarily going straight for the title, like Hogan at 7, you know, we backtracked a little bit and there was some precedent before that.
Yep. So anyways, I just wanted to bring that up. I thought that was kind of fun to think about as I was driving. I was like, wait a second.
That is interesting.
I just started doing it all in my head. So anyways, I thought that would be kind of fun to bring to the air.
And let's see, Hacksaw eliminated One Man Gang, and was it Dino Bravo? It's the last two guys? Because remember, you thought, okay, it's a 2-on-1, Hacksaw's going to get tossed, kind of like the WrestleMania 4 Battle Royal.
I think you're right. I think it was Dino. I remember Gang was the last one he eliminated, right?
Yeah, but it was a 2-on-1, and Hacksaw did the hero thing. But I think it was Gang and Bravo.
I think you're right.
Yeah, because I think Morocco was a face at that point, because part of me wanted to say Morocco, but it wouldn't have been Morocco because he was a face. I want to say it was Bravo. Bravo and Gang.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yep. And then at WrestleMania 4, you almost thought you were going to get the same thing because it was JYD, Bad News Brown, and Bret Hart And you're like, oh, JYD is going to eliminate these two clowns and JYD is going to win. This is going to be awesome. And then they threw JYD out and you're like, wait,
Stop it. No,
my brain is melting. What are you doing?
And then Brett and Bad News are like celebrating. I'm like, oh, it's a dual winner. And then all of a sudden got the back brain kick and Brett got chucked
and face turned, which honestly was just incredible. I mean, I had already liked the Hart Foundation as heels, but when they became faces, it was just a natural fit. Mm-hmm. And they were so good as faces, dude.
Yeah.
Won the titles as faces and heels.
Yep. All right. We've got Michael Canick sitting on deck. We've got to get into this news. All right. AEW Sting Micro Brawler available at AEW Shop. 2-week pre-order only. They're doing a lot of drops for Sting's last match this upcoming week. Allegedly, this is his last match. We'll see.
But I think Sting's going to be one of those guys like HBK, unless there's, you know, an overseas payout. I think Sting's going to stick to the retirement. I don't think he's going to come back.
Okay.
I really don't. I think he's good to go. And what's funny is the email from the AEW store, Pro Wrestling Tees, they called it Crow, like actually put down Crow Sting.
Yes, yes.
I was like, okay, I dig that. I dig that.
Smell what you're cooking over here.
Yeah, I like it. I like it.
Rush Collectibles is releasing a Spellbinder figure.
Oh.
Also known as Fantasio.
That is a cup of coffee gimmick. I mean, how long was he even there?
He was there for a week, but I mean, it was like, I hate to say memorable, but it was memorable.
He went quicker than one of those McFarlane Batmans on BBTS and he's gone. But you know what? That's awesome. The more attention you can put on gimmicks like that, that's a good collection builder for like your early to mid 90s roster.
Yeah,
I dig that. You start to fill in those names that you thought you'd never get figures of. And I mean, look, it's not going to sell like an Ultimate Warrior or a Macho Man, but there is definitely a fan base for those names.
Yeah, Fantasio.
Fantasio.
It's like Fandango, but yeah. It's Fantasio.
It should be a tag team.
Oh my God, it would have been the best tag team of all time.
They're just constantly telling people how to pronounce their name. Fantasio Dango.
That's hella funny. It's ridiculous, dude.
Completely ridiculous, yeah.
Fandango's dancing while Fantasio's doing magic tricks.
Yeah.
Spellbinding people. Anyways. All right, Zombie. He showed off his Pillman prototype. It was shown in the photo. There was a crutch, a vest, a gun, a cane.
Nice.
Two extra heads, glasses that had one of the lens pulled up very a la Brian Pillman.
Nice. Yeah, that's going to be a want for a lot of collectors.
It is his articulated figure that was shown off, the prototype. Looks good so far. I love the accessories. And I think a lot of people are going to be having a tough time passing on that one because of how good it's going to be.
For sure. Plus, how many Pillman figures have we gotten in recent years?
Well, not only that, the news just dropped a couple of weeks ago where Pillman's kids were saying, hey, we signed a Legends deal.
Right.
So that means Pillman's back in play for figures.
For sure. For sure. But I mean, this is a look that Mattel may not touch for a while. So, you know, I and plus it's coming from Zombie. So, you know, it's going to be good. So it's going to get a lot of love from collectors, as it should.
And definitely Mattel won't have any guns with theirs. So there's a lot of accessories coming with this. So
definitely. And Jeff, did you see who was added as DLC in the upcoming WWE 2K24 game?
No.
And it makes you wonder, are we going to get a figure?
Oh, wait a second. I think they said it on Stolen Gimmicks. Oh my God. They said it on Stolen Gimmicks and I can't remember. I meant to text you about it too.
Muda.
That's right. Thank you.
Yep. So Punk is going to be a downloadable character. He's not going to be in the initial roster of the game, but yeah, Muda is going to be a downloadable character. And when that happens, you know, the video game and figure nerd and you starts to put two and two together and you start to think, okay, I don't think the Rock and Roll Express were ever in a WWE game.
No.
A 2K WWE game, to the best of my knowledge.
No, they weren't.
But Muda is going to be DLC.
Yes.
Muda is one of those names that if Mattel is able to do a figure, his first release should be an Ultimate.
Agreed.
I don't think he could do it any other way. It won't be an Elite. It can't be an Elite. It definitely won't be a Basic, or as you're going to get to in a little bit, the new name for the Basic line. I just feel that a name like Muda and what it cost for WWE to land that name, it's only going to do it justice if you do Muda in ultimate form right out of the gate. And you're just thinking entrance coat, the mask, the face paint, the alternate heads with different colored paint on the face, or even if you have multiple heads with like various levels of paint loss, you just start to like salivate at the idea of like, oh my God, mouth waters as a figure collector. Like, I can't wait to get my hands on this. But it's just that gate being opened of him being downloadable character on WWE 2K, you just really start to get that feeling and that hope that, okay, we may be getting Muda in the Mattel line.
Now, this is the forbidden door that we want.
Absolutely. Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And if we can get figure and video game character, dude, win-win.
Game on.
Game on.
Powertown showed off their Nick Bockwinkel figure. He was coming with a white jacket. They also showed off Bobo Brazil. Mattel, let's head on over to them. As Scott said, there is a new name for the basic line, and it's called the Main Event Series going forward.
Better.
Yeah. Basics, just that name for it was just so basic.
Well, when they started the basic line, it didn't have that connotation to it, right? They wanted to differentiate it from elite, and that made sense, basic and elite. But basic has been so used over the years, and it's not a very flattering use of the word basic. And I think that they made the right call ultimately to change it. Plus, they've upgraded those quote-unquote basic figures to look better and better over the years. So it almost wasn't fair to the line to call them basic. So 100% agree with the name change, and I love the choice of Main Event.
Also, with sticking with Mattel, Superstars next series. We've talked about this before. It's going to be Kurt Angle, Big Boss Man, and Tatanka. They showed off the Kurt Angle. Well, I shouldn't say they. A photo leaked of the Superstars, Angle, and Boss Man.
All soft goods? I haven't seen them yet. Is it all soft goods?
Boss Man was naked up top, but he had the black and yellow.
The pants?
Yeah.
Soft goods.
Oh my God. I need to go back and look at the picture. I should have said.
Okay. Not a big deal. Not a big deal.
But his movies were hanging out. So.
Okay. Got it. It was like when they showed off the Typhoon originally and he just had the black trunks.
Yes.
With his man boobs out. I'm like, put a singlet over that, man. Come on now.
But Angle did not. His singlet was painted on.
Oh, and a Superstars?
Yeah.
They did soft goods singlets for the natural disasters.
Yes.
But they painted on Angles.
You're 100% correct. As of this photo, you know, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe they're just coming with a different singlet. We'll see.
Ooh, okay. I have an idea. What if they painted on a red singlet, but it comes with a soft goods blue singlet?
So the blue looks like it's painted on from this picture.
Oh, it's so he's in blue already. Okay, well, what if he comes with a soft goods red singlet?
Then that would be much better.
That you get a 2-in-1 figure. Now that's value, my friend. That is value.
All right. Also showing off, I know I'm a little late on this one, but the Monday Night War Series 2, Kevin Nash will have the black cap, black shirt, fake Diesel, aka Kane. Rey is going to be in all pink. I'm sorry to say, because that was originally supposed to be unmasked Rey, but unmasked Rey was pulled.
He'll come out later.
We'll see. I think this was their opportunity to pull the trigger on the unmasked Rey, and it got pulled back. So I think
Monday Night War is going to be around for a while, dude, and they're going to need names. They already have the figure made, I'm sure. So
I wonder how many people are hitting up Steve Ozer for that prototype right now.
All of them.
And Triple H in red and black tights. Build-A-Figure is Teddy Long. Remember, these are Walmart exclusives. So
thoughts and prayers.
Hold your breath, thoughts and prayers, and good luck.
Mm-hmm.
March 21st and March 22nd, Mattel Creations revealed. Now, what is this? A two-day event with never before seen collectibles and never before told stories exclusively for the fans. As far as I know, this is going to be on Mattel Creations. It just was a thing that popped up on Steve Ozer's IG story.
Okay.
I'm kind of interested to see what this is. Like, my first thought is like, are they going to talk about figures that they were going to make then it starts thinking, okay, wait, Mattel Creations encompasses all of Mattel. This is just not WWE.
Right.
Kind of interested to see what this is.
Okay. Well, I'm intrigued, but it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yes, I'm very intrigued. You know,
Let's see what they say.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious about this. Okay.
Do we have to be there to get a prize? Yeah.
Scott, Steve Ozer was back on the message boards.
Blessed.
Let's start off with Axel Smackdown. He said, any update to the LWO 5-pack? Even something along the lines of if it's still on track. Steve said, it's still on track.
A man of so many words.
Isn't he?
I love it when he's to the point. He's just like, yep.
Next question was MK Savage, and MK Savage was kind of following up on a question that Dark Prophet asked. So Dark Prophet said, hi, Steve, can we expect to see the next Coliseum collection set after Heart Foundation announced at Mania Weekend? Brilliant strategy to do black card chase variants. I'm hoping it drives sales for this line, continues in future waves, and can lead to more frequent releases. Thanks as always. MK Savage asked, AFA, to piggyback off this, are black card variants going to be every series going forward or only once in a while for certain sets? Steve said they are here to stay.
Mm-hmm. Yep. I don't think it needs it, but I'm super happy that it's included now.
Steve did say each set will have them.
Perfect. Yeah. Again, I don't think that the black cards necessarily needed to happen for the line to do any better.
Mm-hmm.
But it certainly doesn't hurt.
Not one bit.
Yeah, and it's a nice little love letter to Grand Toys and us LJN fans. So, yeah, I'm here for it.
Next question comes in from Tanae D3X. He said, are complete reveals on WWE.com officially done now? Nothing in January, and so far we've gotten our February reveals from you. There was something a little more exciting about an avalanche of reveals as opposed to a set today, a set tomorrow. Steve said, I thought you guys hated the gallery. And he put a smiley winking face. Oh, no, it's just a smiley face. This is how it will be done for a bit.
Okay.
A bit.
A bit.
A bit. Next question comes in from JT. JT said, is there any reason the Road Warriors are so hard to get a license for?
Oh, no.
Yes.
We had to include that question.
I could have easily skipped over this question.
I could have
copied and pasted onto the sheet. Word.
Yeah,
this,
you could have left it out.
I could have left it out from this on this Word document.
Could have ignored it.
But no, I went right in for it. So let me continue what JT said. He says, I mean, every company but Mattel seems to pump out Road Warrior figures every month or so, but Mattel hasn't in like a day.
Seriously?
Not every company.
Am I missing Road Warriors figures?
Bell to Bell, Junk Shop Dog did.
Yeah, Bell to Bell, you mean the Asylum?
No, the Bell to Bell.
Oh, that's the ones that are on ringside. Yeah, okay.
Well, and you know what? Good call. Asylum, too.
Yeah, Asylum, Bell to Bell, and yeah, Junk Shop Dog did them, what, 2 years ago?
Yep.
Yeah, so there's not a ton of companies pumping out Road Warriors figures. I wish, but unfortunately.
Steve said, we can make figures of talent that WWE has deals with. LOD aren't under WWE deals.
He just didn't go into why it's difficult or why it hasn't happened yet.
Correct.
Oh, that'd be a good one to share some drinks with Steve and just be like, all right, dude, lay it out for me. What's the skinny on the Road Warriors? Like, why, who, and where? Like, what's going on behind the scenes? Who's not playing ball here to get them under a deal?
And why can't you guys hit Brett's faces? And inquiring minds wants to knows.
Goldberg comes out as Mattel CEO.
I heard what that prick was saying.
It was me all along.
I'm Goldberg.
Mattel's going to get everything right except for one thing.
Next question comes in from WWE Creative. He's on the creative team of WWE. He said, any word on if there's going to be any WrestleMania shippers at Walmart or Target? They usually hit around this time of the year. Steve said, absolutely. They are hitting Walmart in March.
Everyone except for the one by me, apparently. We never get them.
Oh, you guys don't?
We never get them, dude. Never. They get like a little cardboard box and stick it on an end cap. They don't get like that big center of the aisle piece that a lot of Walmarts get. They basically get like a blue cardboard box. And they just throw a bunch of figures in there and throw them on an end cap on the opposite side of the main aisle.
Ah,
Yeah, our Walmart apparently hates WWE and Mattel for some reason.
Their CEO of your Walmart walks out and it's KBW.
Tony Khan.
It was me all along.
It was me all along.
Hey guys, it was me all along. Okay, next question comes in from G. Wildor. He said, you've mentioned in the past that you can't give a yes or no on if talent are under a deal or not, but you say LOD isn't under one. I've seen you mention others before not being under deals also. So why not just make a list of who is or isn't under a deal? Then we don't have to see these pipe dream predictions every other day.
This has been asked before. Now, who's going to put that list together?
Exactly. And Steve's answered this before, but he goes in a little bit more.
He
goes into it a little bit more on this one. First, licensor doesn't want the list shared. Second, the list is constantly changing and evolving. Deals don't last forever and are all signed at different times. New names are added. Some talent may not re-sign. Deals are extended. Sometimes deals end, and it takes some time to come to terms on a new deal. And third, there are competitors to be mindful of. Sure. When I mention names like LOD or Demolition being unavailable, it's because it's practically common knowledge to most in the weeds collectors at this point. Other than assisting with fantasy booking of the line, there's no benefit to the public having that info. Everyone can go ahead and keep posting their wishes and requests, and I'll keep doing my best to make things happen over time. There's nothing wrong with calling out your dream figs and making it known they're still wanted.
Yeah, and we've said this before on the show many times. If anybody is going to make a name happen, it's going to be Steve.
Oh, Zach?
It's going to be him. He is the perfect guy to spearhead this whole thing. He and his team, they know who we want. There's no secrets. They know exactly. They're fans too. They want the same things. It's just their hands are tied with certain names, but that doesn't mean it won't happen in the future. Like, I'm still holding out hope. Randy Savage comes back, Demolition, the Road Warriors. It's just funny that in the message boards, two questions about the Road Warriors.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, there's a lot of love for them, dude.
They wanted to do Fantasio, but he signed to Rush Collectibles.
Yeah, I'm sure.
What?
Yeah, Fantasio had like five offers on the table.
I chose Rush Collectibles.
Nothing no offense to Rush, but like, no come offense. On now.
Yeah, come on now.
I can't see Steve sitting outside Fantasio's door.
Oh, by the way, going back to last week, Dick Murdoch was a prick. So F him. I'm sorry I put that in the... I didn't know.
Dude, you didn't know, and it's fine. And you found out, I kind of told you, and you're like, oh, yeah, never mind.
Yeah, I did a little bit of research myself after you told me, because I had forgotten about it, actually. Yeah. And anyways, no deal for that.
Never.
Anyways, Scott, we've got Michael Canick up next. Are you ready to talk about some Bendems? Possibly? Big rubber guys?
Oh.
Giveaways?
Let me crack a beer. Let's do this.
Are you really? Which beer are you grabbing, by the way?
Los Guerreros.
Oh.
Chavo's beer.
The Guerreros.
Yes, the Great Guerreros.
It's cool. There's a city out here in California called Los Banos, which means the bathroom.
The bathrooms. And Manteca, which is lard.
Oh, lard is so delicious.
It's so good.
God damn it.
Who needs butter when you have lard?
All right, Scott, what do you say we jump into the interview with Michael Canick?
Let's do it.
Ladies and gentlemen, we want to welcome the great, the Major Bendy himself, Michael Canick, to the show. Michael, welcome back to the show. Dude, we've missed you. How you been?
Thank you so much for having me on again. I was just thinking today, first time I was doing a podcast was with you guys, and now I feel like I do one every week. It's insane, so I love it.
We gotta have you on more often. I'll just say it, we gotta have you on more often.
Whenever you guys want, I'll do it every week with you guys if you want.
I love it. you know what, if you want to sit in for a show one day and not even just have an interview, just to kind of free flow it, man, we'll love to have you on.
Hell yeah.
Oh, all the time. I'll just fucking, I have this gift of talking shit, no matter what.
You fit right in.
Was it the Tom Green show where it was the guy behind in the painting just with the cup of coffee and didn't say anything but just giggle?
I think so. I think that was the Tom Green show.
I'll do that just with like a beer in my hand.
Speaking of beers in hand, so the last time you were on, you had one. I didn't. I said, damn it. The next time we get Canic on the show, I am having a beer in hand. I'm not letting him ride solo. So I am here to drink with you, my friend. I have a Los Guerreros, which is Chavo Guerrero's beer. It's my favorite. It's the best of the best. So here is cheers to Fully Posable and cheers to Canic.
And cheers, on top of that, Canic's success from Major Bendy's and Big Rubber Guys.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you guys. Cheers. I appreciate that.
Cheers.
And I have Chavo with me right now.
There it is. Love it. There it is.
Oh, you guys made a Pepe figure with that's a Chavo accessory.
Yeah. And this is actually our exclusive in WCW packaging. WCW-esque packaging. Yeah.
Beautiful.
Oh, I thought it was the Sheik from the Iron Claw movie. That's pretty good.
I see what you did there. Michael, before we jump in and grill you with questions and all that stuff, you are going to be at the Fig Life Meetup 3.
I will.
We want to say thank you. Before we jump in all that, I do want to say thank you for showing up. Scott told me that you and him were talking and you even had it on your calendar that you were just going to show up.
Yeah.
Personally, that's awesome. Personally, I want to thank you. That means a lot to us. You know, we've known you for quite a while, going back to your Eagle Moss days and stuff like that. But I want to thank you for that from us over here, just for you showing up. And then you're also going to be doing a giveaway.
Yeah. I mean, any chance I get to meet up with anyone from the community, I always try to do so. And you guys have been very supportive with me since day one. So obviously I have to go support you guys. But first of all, just meet with you guys. I'll do that anytime I can. And, you know, just hang out and have fun. Going to probably stop by for, you know, a few minutes, maybe 30 minutes to an hour.
Long enough for a drink.
Yeah. Depending on my schedule. I say that and I'll probably end up being blocked out by the end of the night with you guys.
That happens. It happens. We hit the time travel stage.
I'll just text the guys and go fuck yourself.
In the nicest way possible.
It's a term of endearment.
It really is.
That's how I tell them, you're not going to see me until tomorrow morning. And I'll be wearing the same clothes.
Prime in hand.
And for the giveaway, I'm going to bring our WrestleCon exclusive, which is the Macho Man that we announced today.
Oh, awesome. Let me bring it up. I've got a picture of it.
Big Rubber Guy.
Oh, that's awesome, man. I knew you were bringing a Big Rubber Guy. I didn't know which one, but this is awesome. So I'll kind of go into this. You guys announced today for WrestleCon that you guys are going to have a table with the Big Rubber Guys and the Major Bendies. And you guys are also going to be having a WrestleCon exclusive. And as you can see right there, Macho Man in green trunks. And it's going to be a special WrestleCon giveaway. Love
it,
man.
It's beautiful.
Yep. And this is might be one of our rarest Big Rubber Guys because we did a limited amount. I'll say the number. We only made 500 of these.
Oh wow! Okay, that's rare.
Yeah, yeah. So to give you an idea, we sell a lot more Big Rubber Guys than 500. So it's rare.
That looks fantastic. I love it. That is so badass. So they can only get it at WrestleCon.
So it's a WrestleCon exclusive. It's going to have the WrestleCon logo on the packaging. Nice little sticker on the front because I used to be a Funko collector and I like stickers. So I try to slap them on as much as possible.
It makes it very official. Yeah, I love it.
Yeah, but I'm going to hold a few inventory behind and I want to give people who couldn't attend WrestleCon a second chance in receiving this.
That's awesome.
And yeah, we might do a slight price increase for the online sales, but that way it's more of an incentive if, you know, at the show, pick it up there instead of waiting. Plus you're guaranteed to get it if you see it, because I have a feeling this might go fast.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
I just want to give people a fair opportunity to get it, even if you couldn't make it out to Philly. So I wish everyone could. That way we could all hang out and watch me get blacked out drunk somewhere.
And eating cheesesteaks. Like, David Hasselhoff style. We'll be sitting on bathroom floors. And oh, it's such a
100% that's going to happen.
There's no doubt. We're making a video, dude.
Vegas won't even take that bet. That's going to happen.
Oh, this is such, it's a such mess. A lock. So, out of curiosity, for the WrestleCon exclusive, what made you go Green Trunks Macho? I mean, you guys have the Macho in orange.
Yep.
What made you go green? Was there any talk of going purple? Was there any talk of going blue, maybe?
Yeah, we're going back and forth on what was the best options. I mean, just felt like it was like the Philly fit, right, for the Eagles and stuff. And
makes sense.
Makes sense.
So that's why we went with green. And it goes, we just don't do repaints for the repaint, right? Like, it has to fit with the mold.
Mm-hmm.
It played out well for us that it was green, Eagles. And it fit with the mold of how he wore it. There's pictures of him doing the point and everything and the outfit. So we've had this plan for a very long time, and we decided to announce it today for WrestleCon.
So I'm looking over your right shoulder, and I see a big rubber guy of Magnum TA, one of my favorites of all time.
Yes.
How did you get yours before me? I'm complaining. I'm complaining.
Rank has privilege, Jeff.
This is actually a prototype that's resin. That's actually not rubber. And he may have broke.
Oh, no.
Oh, shit. Oh,
it snaps
no.
right back in. Oh. How they do it.
And you guys just wrapped up sales on Magnum TA and both Hacksaw Jim Duggins.
Yes. I was a little nervous about this line. When we started with series one, mm-hmm. we started with Matt and Brian, and we made a limited amount of them both and had them in stock. I'll say the number. I think we've announced it already, but we only made 600 of each Matt and Brian.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't sell out right away, but it sold enough where I said, okay, we have something here. We can mm-hmm. continue with this line. And we did series two, which was Demolition. And Demolition just like killed it, like almost tripled the numbers of Matt and Brian.
Wow.
They did.
Okay.
Yeah. They did really well. And then we put out series three and the numbers just went down.
Which is surprising because that was those were big names, Andre Flair and Jannetty.
No. Yeah. Series three was Sergeant Slaughter.
Oh, I apologize. You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Series four is Andre and Macho, but series three is Ric Flair, which I mean, I don't want to blow smoke up my own ass, but I think the Ric Flair is the best Ric Flair figure that might be out.
Well, it's an excellent Ric Flair because it's him, you know, 1986, 87.
It's in the iconic pose of the iconic promo. The Sergeant Slaughter is the unreleased Sergeant Slaughter.
Yeah.
Marty Jannetty, I just love Marty Jannetty. So,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, the numbers tanked. Now, when I say they tanked, it just didn't do Demolition numbers, but they did do above series one. And I got a little nervous. And then I think it took fans to get them in hand. I think it's us shooting us in our foot with the pre-order model that we've created, that once people got it in hand, now there's more faith in what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And now I think the success of Big Rubber Guys, you'll see in the future, retailers are picking this up, such as Big Bad Toy Story. We have a distribution deal with Diamond, so you can actually go to your local comic shop and just request them to pre-order Big Rubber Guys or Major Bendy's, and you can just get it directly, pick it up at your shop.
Nice.
We've seen that increase to the point where, not a knock on Magnum, but I just didn't think that Magnum was going to do as well as he is doing right now in sales, to the point where he has sold more than Ric Flair.
That insane. Is wait, what? That's a mind blowing stat, honestly.
Yeah.
So what's the number difference? You don't have to say how many Magnum sold. You don't have to say how many Ric sold. But
you're
what was
twice as many? Like,
I wouldn't say twice as many. The last time I checked, it was like 100 difference.
Just because Flair's had more figures on the market, maybe, as opposed to Magnum, that people are just clamoring for Magnum merchandise? Is that...
I think there's multiple reasons why. I think the guys from the NWA are getting a second win with all the documentaries and internet publications that are going on. But I think people were just unsure of what we were actually producing, because how many people have attempted to do what we're doing now and failed? And those are bigger companies. And I, once again, I don't want mean to blow smoke up my ass, but I'm going to do it anyway. We have something really good.
You do.
And I think people just didn't have the faith in us in doing so. And I think once people got Series 3 in hand, now they had Series 2, Series 3, the people who had Series 1. But Matt and Brian aren't, I was probably going to get my ass kicked right now for saying it, but they're not wrestling legends, right? They weren't in the era of the 80s, right? In the 90s, guys. So us producing people from that generation and in the quality that we're doing it, and now that people have it in hand, I think more and more people are going to start ordering these figures, which means, you know, Series 1, Series 2, Series 3, Series 4, Series 5, I think are going to just end up becoming a lot more collectible in the times come. I've seen the eBay pricing on these things, and I'm even shocked. I'm like, fuck.
Well, even like, you guys put up the prototypes on eBay, didn't you?
Yeah, we put a few prototypes up on eBay because
and I those prices. Getting,
yeah.
That was insane.
I kept on getting emails and direct messages from people saying that they want to buy a prototype. And I was like, well, we just spent a crap ton of money on storage this month in preparation for Big Rubber Guys, that I was like, well, we can recoup our money putting them on eBay and see what happens. And there I'm thinking it's going to go for $200-$300. And I forgot what the Ric Flair ended up at. I think it was $500 or $600.
It was in there, yeah.
Oh, man.
Well, actually, when nice. I last saw it, it was at like $490. And it had like a day or something left. Or I can't remember what the time frame was, but it still had a while to go.
Yeah, I think out of five prototypes, two being Major Bendies and three being Big Rubber Guys, the total sales of that was somewhere, I think it was $2,500.
Mm-hmm.
The group thing, I for the life of me, I can't tell you what each one went for.
So those figures are starting to prove their worth. Like, a lot of people are clamoring for those. And you said it best. A lot of people needed them in hand first.
Right.
Here's what happens when this is across the board.
Yeah.
People are hesitant when a company first starts.
Right.
People are hesitant to purchase. Oh, are they going to take my money? This is the feeling. We see it every single right. time. Then when people receive the product and people start taking pictures and sharing them out on Instagram and sharing them out on Twitter and YouTube yeah. and whatever it may be, what happens is a lot of people are like, oh my God, those are awesome. Guess what sets in? The famous yeah. word of FOMO.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then they don't want to miss out again. So guess what happens when Series 3 goes up, or Series 2 or 4, or whatever it may be, sales start to increase. And that's yep. exactly what happens. And it's happening with you guys, and I'm happy for you guys. I really am. And going back also to Brian and Matt, you were talking about how they aren't the era of the 80s. We talk about it on the show all the time. Nostalgia is a hell of a drug. I mean,
yeah.
And there's a lot of money there too.
exactly. A lot of us yeah. 80s kid may have a couple extra dollars to spend, and we see a Ric Flair. We see the Magnum TA. That's what I did. I saw the Magnum TA. I was like, all right, here's my money, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Take my money.
You know, as I said, when we first started, Magnum TA is one of my favorites of all time. So of course I'm going to jump in on anything Magnum TA, Big Rubber Guy, Mattel, you know, Power Town, whatever it may be, I'm jumping in on yeah. this figure. So anyways, the nostalgia is what hits us a lot. And it's no knock against Matt or Brian. You think you just right. You said it best when, you know, it's those 80s guys that get us, that we may not have had figures of in the past, or not yep. as many figures of in the past.
When speaking of FOMO, I'm just wondering, do you still have Demolition and Magnum and Flair under a deal to make more figures?
Yeah. So let me go back to what you just said about nostalgia, and then I'll get to you. I tell people I am not in the figure making game. I sell nostalgia to people.
Mm-hmm.
And I am basically the biggest drug dealer in the world, because nostalgia is the best type of drug in the world.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. I saw Madonna last night, and that's all it was nostalgia, man. I get it 100%. And a hook, line, and sinker, like, you got me. I'm good. I get it.
Yeah, so we have Ric Flair to a long-term contract. I think we have Demolition for maybe a 2 or 3 year contract, and I'm sure they would be happy to extend with us if we need more time, but we have them for a while. So with that said, we're going to do more Ric Flairs. We're going to do more Demolitions. Perfect. They will not be in the same mold, because to me, it can't be done with Ric Flair. Mm-hmm. Sure, I could paint the suit a different color and be corny and milk out the system. It's just not going to look right. There's going to be no graphic of him doing that pose, wearing that type of suit. And then it's just, I think it loses the integrity, it being a collectible and going for the amount that it's going for, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there will be more Ric Flairs. It's just not going to be from that mold. And the same goes for the Demolition. We'll probably go back to Demolition and do it at another time. Is it scheduled? No. But it will probably happen, and it'll probably be a whole different look. Definitely a whole different mold. But with that said, on the repaints, we will probably repaint things like we're doing it now with Macho Man. And it just makes sense that way. When it makes sense and we can make it in an exciting thing like a WrestleCon exclusive, we'll do it. We don't want to do repaints just to do repaints.
Now, this one with Magnum and Hacksaw, that was Series 5?
Series 6, I think.
That was Series 6?
I think so. I don't know. I should know these things.
This is why we love you, Michael. This is why we love you, dude.
Series 4 is... So Series 4 is Macho and Andre. Series 5 is the Bulldogs.
Okay, that's right.
And then this is Series 6 of Hacksaw and...
Magnum.
Am I thinking of something else?
Estimated shipping date for the Bulldogs?
So I'm hoping April still. Okay. But it may be delayed now because what they produced from the factory for a mold was unsatisfactory to me.
Okay.
And to the guys. So we told them to redo the mold. And when you do that, it's an extra couple thousand dollars. And probably an extra $15,000. And that's a hit on us, but we would rather take a hit than produce something and release something that will hurt the integrity of the company. And it's also an insult to the fans when we do something like that, because these are expensive. Everyone's working hard. Everyone makes a few dollars and, you know, they decide to spend that money on us, right? Mm-hmm. So I want to make sure, and the guys want to make sure, that we're producing the best quality that we can for the money that you guys are giving us.
So I got to ask a Mark question.
Yeah.
You guys signed Robert Gibson, right?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I guess he announced it already, right?
I've Series 7 big rubber guys, question mark? Or is it in the pipeline? Because you guys have Ricky Morton as well, right?
Yeah.
I'm just throwing it out there. I'm just saying.
This guy drilled for sometime in 2024. Yeah.
Are you thinking a two-pack at all? Or are you still going to stick with the single? I know we kind of talked about this last time, but I was just wondering if there's any movement on that.
It's my OCD that I try to fix. hence the alcohol.
Whatever works.
But I'm more open to doing it in the packaging. I just don't want it to be too much looking like an LJN, because I want it to be big rubber guys. I don't want this to be something where people just say, oh, they're copying LJNs, even though it's a homage project, right?
It's not a copy. No, it's an homage. It's a love letter, as I call them.
Yeah. So I kind of want to make this our own thing.
Okay.
I'm open to putting them in a two-pack box set.
Oh.
I think it needs resealable packaging style that we've been producing. So it's a little bit more of our style, and I just really think these things look so cool signed.
There you go, Jeff.
Okay, this was going to be this is going to be one of my other questions for you.
Yep.
I have a mat here. I mean, I don't want to show his ugly face, but
All that signage area, all that area to put that beautiful signature on.
That's exactly where I was going.
Yeah. Jeff asked me, he goes, should I take my Demolition BRGs to WrestleCon? And I threw a few expletives in there with a big yes afterwards. Like, you need to get those signed. Absolutely.
You mother effer.
Yeah.
I have my set signed in the protectors over there. If I take it out right now to show it in the camera, everything's going to fall down. So I'm not going to
do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it. It's not worth it, man. It's not worth it.
We'll take your word for it. It's okay.
But they look incredible signed. I recommend using a fancy paint pen on Amazon. You get like 12 colors for, I think, like $15. It's an insane deal. You probably only use like 6 of those colors. You can just toss the rest out.
Okay.
But they dry really fast and they work great on plastic surfaces.
Which ones? Those ones?
It's just, they're just called fancy. It's something I like randomly discovered on Amazon, and everyone who uses it says it's the best.
Well, there we go, Jeff. We got to get a set of those.
I'm going to jump onto Amazon. I got actually a cart going right now. I guess I could throw that in there.
There it is.
Yeah, yeah. I'll send you the link later. But yeah, I'm excited for WrestleCon because I am bringing a bunch of shells for the Big Rubber guys and everyone that I know that it's coming out. I'm going to just be running and getting it signed. So if you see me running up to someone with a Big Rubber guy, shell, you can know that they're signed to a deal.
Get out of that man's way. He's on a mission.
Do you want me to just man the booth before the Big Life Meetup 3 so you can go get some stuff signed? I'll help out, dude. I don't mind.
I have a Hornswoggle doing that. I'm putting him to work and just...
Jeff works for Goldfish though.
Okay.
Just toss me a Prime energy, or not energy, but just toss me a Prime. I'll be fine, dude.
So Michael, were you happy with the sales numbers on the Bulldogs?
Yeah, the Bulldogs actually, they shocked me. It did a lot better than I expected. So I set the final numbers to the families of both Bulldogs, and they were very pleased. From my understanding, it might be the best selling figures that they've had from any of these independent companies.
Really?
Fantastic. So. Are there more on the horizon, you think? I mean, and I know you're not in the repaint game, but to do like new molds, any plans for future Bulldogs?
Yeah, I think it's open for anyone that we've already made.
Plus, they had so many looks too, right? You could go with a number of colors on the tights.
Yeah, and we've announced already we're going to start like an evergreen section where it's almost like a top hits, right?
Mm-hmm.
And these won't be just repaints. These are going to be new molds where, so it'll be a mixture of both, right?
Okay.
You might get a repaint, but you might also get a new mold. And that way when you go, there are people who are just discovering that we exist, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right now, if they go on majorbendies.com, there's no product for them to order and have in hand the next day, or not next day, because let's face it, I'm not Jeff Bezos. I still do all the shipping myself.
Not until you get that fleet of drones. I mean,
I need a fleet of drones so badly.
and a couple of clones while you're at it. Like,
yeah. No one wants more of me. but yeah, so, you know, if you place, there's nothing for you to place an order and get in the next few days, right? In hand. And there's some days where there's even nothing to order because we have that pre-order window. Mm-hmm. So if you go on a day when we're not selling Big Rubber guys, you kind of just fall off and then that's it, right? We lose a customer. So we're going to create like a top hits type thing where it's evergreen products where we'll make a ton of them. And when I say make a ton, it's not, I'll make a good number to start off with, and if I see that they're doing poorly, then I'm not reordering it. But if it sells out, I'll go, okay, I'm gonna place a reorder on these. We can expect them in hand in 2 or 3 weeks, and that'll be our system. But yeah, so like anyone that we have in contract is eligible for that. It's just we need to figure out what the demand is, and I think we're gonna start doing that fairly soon. I just need to see the calendar. I should have probably popped it open so I could probably answer these better. But then I know I'm going to leak something out and then I'm going to get my ass kicked by a guy named Matthew.
Actually, you guys have a big announcement for a big signing. And Scott, if you'd like to bring up the next series of Major Bendies. And this one popped the collector community.
Yeah.
This one sent shockwaves through the collector community, to say the least.
I was doing an interview with a local newspaper, and my phone just kept on going off. It was just all the notifications of what was going on. And I go, I guess someone posted something.
Your battery's dying in front of you as you see all these notifications come in. As you can see, there is Extreme Series 2 with Jerry Lynn, Mikey Whipwreck, Francine, Shane Douglas, and wow, you guys got Dusty Rhodes. That is huge right there.
I love that figure so much. Like, you want to talk about selling the drug that is nostalgia? That one got me right in the feels. That is every bit of Dusty Rhodes in the Bunkhouse Stampede Finals, kicking ass inside of a cage. Like, that is the perfect Dusty figure. I absolutely adore it.
Yeah, it's really great. And with Brian Beatty doing the design on it, and the 3D design is incredible. I'm really excited to get this in hand. And then we have Jerry Lynn doing the hand pose.
Mm-hmm.
We had a huge debate internally over the hand. And
who won out?
Matt didn't want it. Brian and I double teamed him and told him to shut up and we're doing it.
is that how it went down?
I think you guys made the right call. That looks really good.
Yeah. So.
And Shane Douglas and Francine also look really good.
ECW icons.
I really don't want to gloss over Lynn, Whipwreck, Francine, and Douglas, but the Dusty Rhodes, as I said, sent shockwaves throughout the collector community. I take it Dusty's available for a lot of the third-party companies to make now?
Yeah. I mean, he has the micro brawler.
Yep.
So we were able to come up with a deal with his family. We were lucky enough that Matt knows the family. So he was able to get it done. He's kind of best friends with on TV called Cody.
Some guy with a story.
Yeah. A guy with a story. Yeah.
Oh, he's friends with Gold Dust. I see.
Please stop.
What?
I'll be thrown out of here. It'll just be me and Canic talking. You don't want that. We got to have a guiding light, Jeff, and you're supposed to be that light.
You're going to mute me now. Up in the...
You know what it is? It's Cody's dog and Matt's dog are both friends.
Matt knows Stardust, too. I mean, I'm joking. No, that's awesome, man. I mean, to say the least, a lot of people were blowing me up over here going, wait, Dusty? And I'm like, wait, what did I miss? And next thing you know, that picture's coming across on my phone. So happy for you guys. I know where this can lead to. I won't speculate. I'm more interested about Robert Gibson being announced because, you know, huge Express fan over here. But also, with the Major Bendies, there are variants.
Yep. Let me bring those up here.
Nice job on these variants, too. That's Scott. Yeah. There we go.
TD is great. Yeah. So the Jerry Lynn, I mean, they're all bloody, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the Jerry Lynn and the Francine are also completely new outfits because we checked to see when did Francine ever get bloodied.
Mm-hmm.
And it was once. And she was wearing that dress. So we just...
Nice callback.
You have...
Excellent. Yeah.
And for Jerry Lynn, you have to.
Yeah. Pretty much have to. And as you see, Dusty's got blood around the eyes. That's awesome.
Would always do in the Bunkhouse Stampede Finals. Dusty always looked like that at the finish of the match. So you can get both of them. You have Dusty at the beginning of the match, and then you got mm-hmm. Dusty at the end of the match.
So are these going to be inserted randomly or...
No. So we call them bloody chases, but they're really variants. We give people the opportunity to place an order for the ones that they want. So if you want the bloody, you can order the bloody. If you just want the regular version, order just the regular version. If you want both, you can order both. We do it that way now, because I felt guilty. Well, we all felt guilty. These things, we understand, aren't cheap, right? No independent toy company can produce a $10 or $15 product or $20 product. So if you're going to spend this money, you should have a say on what you want. And it's a mistake that we've learned in the past with Bendy's and even with Demolition. We wanted it to be a fun, like, surprise thing, and we realized all we were doing was just angering some people. So we changed it and just let you choose which one you want.
You guys made the right move, you know, because I heard it too. Some people didn't want the variant Demolition. They wanted the regular, right. Some people, you know, it led to trading. A lot of people were trading amongst each other, you know, which was cool. Right. Was, you know, the collector community coming together for each other, you know.
Yeah.
But you guys definitely made the right decision on going that route with, you know, letting the collectors choose what they want.
Are the production numbers going to be the same, Michael, between the bloody and the regular? Are there going to be a difference?
So this is also going to go with the same model that we're doing with Big Rubber Guys. And this is a model that we're taking place throughout all our figure lines, where it's the pre-order is the order, and we make exactly that amount. So if you miss out on the pre-order and you can't find it at retail anymore, you're going to have to go to a third party store like eBay. So the number of quantities differ for each person.
Got it. Made to order.
So yeah. So I'm lucky enough that, you know, I've been dealing with this factory for years now. Even before doing this stuff, I've built a pretty good relationship where our minimums have gone down tremendously. It used to be 1,000 each, and now, you know, I can go as low as 100 if I want. It's just, does that make financial sense?
Right.
But with this new pre-order model, we can take a gamble and do, you know, independent stars from GCW or Hog or whatever. And if they sell, they sell. If they don't, we just take that financial hit. And we hope that, you know, there's someone that can balance out the sheet, that we'll make money. But we pay everyone a fair royalty as well. So once that period is done, we send out checks to all the families or wrestlers who are supposed to get it.
Have any wrestlers been hitting you up lately? Because you've told the, do I say Honky Tonk Man story before?
Yeah. Yeah,
where Honky Tonk Man was like, "Hey, make a figure of me." And you're like, "You're under a WWE deal. I can't."
Yeah, but you got to cease and desist. You put it in the microwave and you close the door and you forget about it. that's one guy I'm excited to see at WrestleCon, Honky Tonk Man. yeah, I get it's almost daily now that there's people hitting me up asking for a Big Rubber Guy or a Major Bendy. It's insane. It's like when we first started, we were hunting these people down.
Yeah.
And now we don't have to do anything. They just come to us.
Mm-hmm.
Given there are people that we still want, that we are hunting down, and we're going to probably continue doing it that way.
Are you going to use WrestleCon as a way to talk to some of these people?
Absolutely.
There you go. Yep.
Yeah. So you know, I'm going to the Squared Circle Expo at the end of March, which is like a week before WrestleCon, and then there's some people there that we want to talk to, and then people at WrestleCon we're going to talk to.
Nice. So food spots in Philadelphia.
Hold on, Jeff. Let's go back to the Square
oh,
Circle.
Oh, my bad. My bad. Oh, yeah. I was all excited for Philadelphia now.
I know. We'll talk cheesesteaks here in a minute.
I want to talk cheesesteak. No, I'm just kidding.
Squared Circle Expo. Yes, I'll be there. We have a few Series 3 left. There was one retailer who never paid and didn't answer my emails.
Oh.
And I just canceled their order, so I have their inventory. It's a small mom and pop shop. I'm not even sure where they're located. I don't want to say their name. Mm-hmm. But
no free plugs here. Come on now.
Yeah. I just don't want to bury someone that shouldn't be buried.
All right.
I don't know what their financial situation is. Maybe they can't pay for it or whatever. Or they're just being jerks and don't want to answer my emails. So I have some extra inventory, and then we do order extras for when there's, you know, issues with the figures for replacements. And luckily, I don't know if I said this last time. We had a big issue of Demolition where a lot of them came damaged, the packaging.
Oh.
And that's what was the cause of the slow shipping, because I had to wait to get replacement card backs.
Oh.
And the delivery for the new card backs, UPS lost it, so I had to wait for another delivery, and it was just a big issue. So it took me about a month, maybe a month and a half, to ship everything out. But in reality, I could have gotten that done very quickly. This shipment, what I did was I created a new system on how to pack and ship the figures. Mm-hmm. So I won't say the number, but there was thousands of figures that we had, right?
Yeah.
Out of those that were being fulfilled, I would say less than 20 came damaged, with damaged card backs or bubbles, which is an incredible number to have damaged. Oh. So we didn't have to replace that many. So I have a few extras. It's not a lot. And I probably won't bring everything to the Squid Circle Expo. I might bring the remaining amount to WrestleCon. But that's where the inventory is from. So it is still made to order. Guys, it's just lucked out.
Can I ask a question regarding these? Is that the Squared Circle Expo? Is that their logo, or is that a logo you guys made up?
That's their logo.
Okay. Because maybe I'm reading too much into things nowadays, but that is the logo or the color scheme of American Gladiators.
And it is. Yeah.
I'm like, is there a big rubber guy Nitro coming? I mean, come on.
Actually, we're working on that, but
wait.
Actually have a Nitro signed up there.
Oh, you got a Nitro? Wait, the figure from the 1990s?
Yeah, I have it signed by Nitro.
Oh, that's awesome.
Wow. So yeah. Wait, American Glad, is that going to be the next property you're kind of going?
I think this has been announced already. If not, fuck it. When the documentary came out, Matt and Brian and I were like so obsessed with American Gladiators, I think, as everyone was.
Everyone was,
absolutely.
Yeah.
So Matt and I reached out to Nitro and tried to set up some sort of deal. We were going to try to do like a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive Nitro.
Mm-hmm.
And he just never signed the contract. And he was very interested in doing it. And it just, the time passed. And I felt like the American Gladiators lost momentum. And I was like, I don't know if it's going to sell the numbers that we would need for it to make sense now. And then I saw him at New York Comic Con. I was getting my figure signed. I didn't tell him where I was or anything. But he was so fascinated that I had it in a ringside protector, because those protectors fit the American Gladiators perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
He asked where I got it. And I told him, like, yeah, you know, someone wanted to make a figure of me and I just never signed the contract. I go, yep, that was me. He like pulled me to the side, started talking to me. He was so sweet. He was like, I just didn't understand what it was. This is my first convention. Now I get it. Like, this is what people collect now, and this
absolutely
is what people do. And
that,
like,
line's
going
to increase if he has an action figure, man. That's easy money at that point.
It's still an option. I have his info, and I can contact him. But we have so much going on right now.
Yeah.
I think at the time, 100%, I would have done it. Now I need a little bit more convincing.
Got it.
Yeah. We're trying to expand into the music section, the movie section, comic books, TV.
Jay and Silent Bob.
We have Jay and Silent Bob. Mm-hmm. So I have my hands packed already.
Well, I've got to ask. I mean, Jeff and I are huge Kevin Smith fans.
Yeah.
Jeff way bigger than me in terms of being a huge Kevin Smith fan. But does this open up his film universe to you guys, like Mallrats and the Clerks sequels and Chasing Amy, you name
Dogma.
Dogma, yeah. Does this open up? I mean, of course, I would assume they would be in major bendy form. But does this open up that universe to you guys?
Like, I can't do a Ben Affleck figure. I would need permission from Ben Affleck,
right.
I believe. But I am able to do certain characters from the universe. other than Jay and Silent Bob, but I think it's more focused on the Jay and Silent Bob section. Like, I can do the Clerks guys. I just need a separate approval from them. But yeah, it's, from my understanding, it's not a big issue. We can do Buddy Christ. We can do the Movies guy.
Oh, man. You make a Buddy Christ, dude. I am in. I am in.
If I don't see your name as the first order, I'm very upset.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I work for a religious company, so just having a Buddy Christ on my desk would just be like, yes, please, right there, front and center.
I mean, I got kicked out of Catholic school, so I might as well, right?
Dude, that'd be amazing.
My life went downhill after that.
So
in kindergarten.
So just picking up on something you just said, your music line.
Yeah.
Are you guys looking rock? You guys looking more of a rap route?
So we have nothing signed officially yet, but I've been talking to a few people and just negotiating some stuff, but I'm lucky enough that I've been in this world for such a long time, mm-hmm. and I like to think that people like me.
We do like you, man. We do. We're not in that world, but I mean, we do like you.
I had someone say something bad about me on the internet. I took a screenshot and I sent it to in a group chat for Major Bendy's, and I sent it, and the Mac goes, you have to realize not everyone's gonna like you. I go, no, everyone fucking likes me. Everyone hates you. I'm Ray Romano. You're Chris Rock.
If you're not getting hate on the internet, man, then you're not doing it right.
Are you even existing? Right, yeah. Like, come on.
Do you even exist?
Yeah.
You know, I'm friends with a few people that work in licensing for these record labels that have access to people in rap and rock and country, and you know, so I'm looking at all avenues right now. You know, are there people that I would really like to do? 100%, just because I'm a fanboy, and hopefully we can get some sort of agreement. Now, if you think that I am gonna sign Taylor Swift tomorrow, I would love it, because that would mean that I could retire on a beach with my dog with the amount of figures that we would sell. It's just not gonna happen. But yeah.
Nice.
And then also, I've been looking in the avenues of stand-up comedy. I came from a comedy background, and my brother used to be a comedian. I worked at the comedy clubs when I was a teenager. So I'm friends with a lot of the guys that are, you know, who are now famous in stand-up. They were nobodies back then. So that's very easily obtainable. And I went to a comedy club just 2 days ago and spoke to a few people who seemed very interested in doing stuff. It's just,
it seems like a mostly untapped market.
Yeah.
I think so. And
especially going to like the Legends, man, it's never been done.
I think the Legends might be tougher for me. I think I can get current guys very easily. So, you know, I don't know if I could say it, but I guess it's already on my social media. I was with Mark Norman. I was with, one of my really good friends, Giannis Pappas, who does the character Mauricio, talking to them, talk to the club owners who are huge wrestling fans, so they know about major venues already. So just networking and getting those things done, it just branches me out into a bigger comedy scene. I just, you know, I'm a little worried about if the market's there, see what they think, and yeah, just try to figure something out. But I'm excited for that, if we can get a deal. I'm just a huge stand-up fan as well.
I'm telling you right now, if Mitch Hedberg's name is on that board, my name will be the first one.
You have my name next to Buddy Christ, and Jeff is next to Mitch Hedberg. Like, that order's number one and number one.
I mean, I would love one. I just don't know if those guys know how to get in contact with his family to get it done, but I'm sure there's an agency or something that represents him. But yeah, it's a very interesting market, and mm-hmm. I want to see where it goes. And like I said, it's I'm fortunate enough that I know most of these guys. My stand-up background.
We have another thing to talk about at the meetup.
Absolutely, yeah.
Yes.
And I gotta ask, so the music line, hypothetically, what's gonna be your wheelhouse, Michael? What is, like, if you could have, say, three figures made, what genre are you pulling those three figures from? Or genres?
It's easily. It's Taylor Swift, Taylor Swift, and Taylor Swift.
And there's your beachfront property to retire on. Boom, done.
I'm into rock and rap. I mean, I got Biggie here from Super 7. I like Green Day. Wu-Tang, My Chemical Romance.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got it. Okay, so we're not getting a Fred Durst figure is what you're saying.
It's possible.
I like keeping the options open. All right.
Make sure it's a red ball cap turned backwards.
Yeah, it's got to be. It's got to be.
Oh, Michael, we do want to thank you for being on as always. But as I said at the very beginning, it means a lot that you are going to be at the Fig Life Meetup 3.
We'll probably
be seeing you at WrestleCon prior, but the fact that you're going to be there, man, it means a lot. But first, let's get all the plugs out of the way. I mean, you got a lot. You got Squared Circle Expo. When is that?
I think it's March 29th, Squared Circle Expo. Don't ask me what state because I can't remember.
What state is it in?
Indianapolis. Indiana.
Okay. I've been telling family Minnesota and I'm like, I think that's wrong. So Square Circle Expo, March 29th to the 30th, I'll have Series 3 Big Rubber Guys. I will bring a limited amount of major bendies that we have left. We actually lost a lot of our inventory in the coming days. And when I say lose, I mean we've sold out. So
that's
Sabu's
good.
Sold out. Chelsea has sold out. The Good Brothers have sold out. Yeah, so these things are moving fast now, which is a good and bad thing. Bad thing that I'm the only one packing and shipping out orders. Good thing is it's getting out the door. And WrestleCon, I'll be there all days. I will bring the Macho Man exclusive. If there's leftover Series 3, I may bring it. And I may bring leftover Series 4. I haven't decided because that is arriving next week. I got the phone call, got the confirmation. We scheduled a time. I asked the guy, what was he wearing? Someone go fuck himself. But yeah, no. We had a very nice call. Like, the guy probably thinks I'm a giant idiot. He's like, is Wednesday okay for you? And I'm like, yeah, can it actually come faster? Like, if it's available, like, you have a better time slot? He's like, no, this has to come from California to you in New Jersey. I can't time travel. And I'm like, oh, I thought you already had the hub in New Jersey. I'm sorry. You had a New Jersey area code.
And Scott, if you can you bring up the Macho Man one more time?
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Bring it up. So I'll have Major Bendies. I'll have Big Rubber Guys. We do have a Major Bendies exclusive for our live show that we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
If they don't sell out there, sorry, it's all the beer now is now causing hiccups and burps.
Yep.
Well,
it's talking back.
Yeah. If they don't sell out the show, I'll bring them to WrestleCon. And then I'll have a few other major bendies available. The Canic major bendy will be there.
Nice.
Just because I need beer money for the week. And steak sandwich money.
Cheesesteak. Cheesesteak. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Any Demolition leftovers? Because Demolition's going to be at WrestleCon.
No, those are completely sold out.
Completely wiped out. So secondary market, you're at their mercy.
Yeah, we had, I'm going to say, 10, maybe 15 extras. And I bought them to Toyhio, which is an incredible toy show. It was my first time being there. It was insane. It was like I legit thought I died and woke up in Toys R Us in the 90s and the 80s because it was just all vintage stuff. It was none of the garbage that you normally see at a toy show. Like, they don't have someone just selling Funkos and it's just Funkos in every freaking aisle. It was legit great quality stuff at great prices. And but yeah, so I bought the Demolition there and literally within the first less than 10 minutes, I would say.
Wow, gone, huh?
People just like waiting just to come in, just to come get the big rubber guys. It was incredible.
Wow.
It was really, really like I'm grateful for the response that I'm receiving, but that was like the coolest thing in the world. I was like, I am finally the hot person in school.
And it only took some Demolition face paint to get there. Nice.
That's I just need a face mask.
Oh, so you're going to be at WrestleCon all days. You have the Macho Man exclusive. Also, pre-orders for the Extreme Series 2.
Pre-orders for Extreme Series 2, I believe, will start on not this Friday. Won't hear it. Friday. So it'll be next Friday. What date is that?
That'd be the 8th.
Yeah, so it'll be the 8th of March. And then we're gonna do a month pre-order. So by the end of the March, you have to order them. And then at the end of March, we close the pre-order and you won't be able to get them again.
For all you ECW fans, this is calling everybody's name.
Yeah, that's a pretty iconic ECW lineup right there.
And we didn't mention the Mikey Whipwreck has the licensed shirt from Liquid Blue.
Oh, whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, so they let us do that, which is really cool.
If I'm not mistaken, is that the first time it's been done? Or did FTC?
I don't know. I think you've got the Whipwreck figure hanging up on the wall, don't you?
I do.
The same one?
Where is it?
There's so many.
I know, there are so many.
It's littered.
I've lost it.
Is it in a suitcase somewhere?
No, it's not in a suitcase.
That never got unpacked from 4 years ago.
Hey, I work at my own pace. Come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now, Scott Toon.
No, that looks amazing. That is a badass Whipwreck.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah.
Michael, we can't wait to see you, man.
It's going to be a blast.
I can't wait. I'm excited.
We'll be cheers in. We'll be having a great time at the Fig Life Meetup 3. We'll also be seeing you beforehand and after. So
you can take photos of what I'll be looking sober and what I'll be looking drunk.
Oh, Michael, any chance you're going to the Blue Meanies meetup on Thursday night?
I think I want to say yes, but I don't know yet.
Okay.
I do know it's happening. It's the dive bar. They sell the nice PBRs because Mimi had told me about it before. I do like Mimi. I would like to go. I think I have something else going on that day.
Okay, got it. Well, it is going from 7 until 2, so if you're able to squeak out even an hour, we'll see you there.
Yeah, if I do go, it's gonna be late at night.
Right on, man.
So hammered.
Well, worst case, we see you at the meetup or at WrestleCon.
Yeah.
And we'll sing Blood Brothers from Iron Maiden. That's what we'll do.
If we have to.
Absolutely, man.
Iron Maiden has a pretty good beer.
Yes, they do. The Trooper. Yep. Yeah. Meant to be drinking at room temperature.
Yeah. Mm. I still don't follow that. I just still freeze it.
It's it's an England thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Actually, the artist from Iron Maiden was at StocktonCon this past weekend.
That's right. Derek Riggs.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Somebody got their Funko 4-pack signed of the Eddies. And they had Derek Riggs sign it, who actually drew them. So, yeah, it was pretty badass.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was cool.
Michael, can't wait to see you in a month, man. Thank you for coming on.
Can't wait. Thank you guys for having me.
Figures are looking good, man.
Thank you. And I just want to say real quick, thank you again for being supportive with me since day one.
Yep.
I'm sure it was a pain in the ass to deal with before. I hope I'm not a big of a pain of ass anymore.
Never.
No, never. Dude, you've never been a pain in my ass, dude. No, we've always liked you, dude. We've always loved you. Yeah,
it's always fun, man. It's always fun.
It's always fun dealing with you, man.
Jeff never lets me drink beer unless you're on anyway. So, cheers to you, my friend.
Here's my cred. South Park reference. Michael, thank you again for being on, man.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, sir.
Let's go. Jeff and Scott, the Toon Brothers, busting out the ring, but we don't take it out the box. MOC, happy toy hunting. We'll see you next week. We're the OGs of WFP. Fully Posable, thank you all for listening. It ain't no storyline, real life siblings. So everybody go and do your toy spotting. Hashtag Fig Life, adios from the Kings.